platform 5 from 11:41 service to Brighton. Calling at East Croydon, Gatwick Airport, Three Bridges, Auckland, AT, Huddersfield, Burgess Hill, Essex, Preston Park.
Why are you intending to demonstrate outside the game today?
Because this is a factory that makes releasing guidance systems for F-16s. They are complicit in war crimes. They have a contract that directly supports the illegal occupation of Iraq. And just nearly every day in the media, we can see that the effects of their job is to create weapons that kill kids.
A man with a suit and lots of papers is coming towards us. We'll see what he's doing. He's handing out bits of paper.
What's this?
Who are you, sir?
Order number 2, served.
We're the Indy Media Newswire. Who are you, sir?
Order number 3,
who
served.
Are you, sir? Can you tell us who you are?
Order number 4,
sir. Can you tell us who you are? Officer, can you ask this man to tell us who he is? Who are
number
you, sir?
5, served.
Can you ask him to? He's not telling me.
Order number 7, served. 6, 7.
Here. I don't want it, thanks
six.
Very much.
Order number 7, served.
You can have it back, please.
Order number 8,
you drop that one.
Tell me who you are, sir.
Officer, he's creating litter. No, I gave it back to him and he's dropped it.
So,
we've just seen the unknown people try and serve injunctions on people who are assembling down here at the bottom of Home Farm Road. And I'm now talking to Kerry, who's one of the, has been added to the, as a defendant against the injunction as the unknown protester. And I'd like to ask him, first of all, what's your opinion on what's going on now?
Well, I think we just saw basically what they're about. They're very aggressive. They're just chasing people around the field and trying to force injunctions on people. And they were running away.
And what do you hope is going to happen to this protest?
Well, I hope we'll just go ahead with protesting like we said we would. I can't see a reason why not to, because there's no reason why we should stop. We haven't done anything which is particularly bad, so we'll continue.
And it looks as though there are about 30 people assembling here. Is that a good number for you?
It's pretty good. It's more than last week, and it's a nice day for it. So it should be good, yeah.
Excellent, thanks very much. I'll get back to you, Kerry. So we've just come up to the top of Home Farm Road. One police van's heading back down the road. There's another police van, and there are about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. We're getting on for 30 coppers. Two of them with cameras pointing right at me at this very moment. The protests moved on up the road. People are in the road. Some people looking out of the windows of the factory.
Sorry?
Some security come out into the road. It's all very quiet still.
Well,
the police seem to be on guard for us storming the building, which seems a bit unlikely. And we'll see how it progresses from here.
On the front from this point.
Apparently once it's touched, not to be served.
Oh, right.
So I haven't been served.
You're not allowed to obstruct the road, so the area where you can protest is just over there, on the grass bank.
Until we're obstructing the highway.
Well, you're not obstructing the highway.
No, we're not.
I'm quite happy that over there...
Yeah, and what I'm saying is we're not breaking any law unless we actually obstruct the highway, are we? I mean, well, this is... Where did these pieces of paper come from that you're planning to enforce? Who supplied you with these?
We got them from the court.
From the court? Are you sure about that? You sound a bit uncertain. Are you sure you didn't actually get them from Edo, in fact?
Well, I've
not come out there.
I didn't get them from anybody.
Right, okay, so what you're saying is you got them from the company.
No, I didn't.
Well, somebody got this company.
I can tell you categorically, I did not receive any papers from this company here.
Okay.
And I'll say that to your camera as often as you like. I have not been in receipt of any paperwork
you personally,
from that company.
But you're not sure where these have come from, are you?
These were delivered to me by my commanders, and I've been told the injunction applies to this piece of road here. I'm happy to try and facilitate whatever protest you want to have, because you're quite right, you're entitled to protest.
Right.
Now, my main concern is that EDO conduct their business and that you're entitled to protest lawfully. Other people can go about their business peacefully, and that can all be done safely.
Yep, and there's no problem with any of that. There's no blanket injunction on crossing the road either, or using this footpath, which is a public footpath.
Well, the information I've got, there is.
Well, you have
a set date by which you can go to the court and challenge the injunction.
No, but the thing is, this isn't come from the court. This has not come from the court. This has come from EDO. This is exactly the same map as they supplied to the court, which was thrown out of court. This was thrown out.
Well,
basically, this is this.
I'm working from this information.
Well, I mean, you'll be wrong. I'm warning you now. If you arrest anybody for walking on this road, that is specifically not what the judge said at all.
Well, I will try and do.
Just so that's
no, no, that's fine. So, what was your name?
I don't want to end up on this, do I?
Okay, fair enough. All I was going to say was, what I will try and do now as a result of what you said is make those inquiries this afternoon. See if we get that clarified.
Great, thanks very much.
You know, and it would be helpful if I just knew who I was talking to, that's all.
I don't see why.
Okay, but what you're saying is that people will not be arrested for walking on this road, as long as we're not obstructing the highway.
I didn't say that.
We're not planning to obstruct the highway.
As far as I'm concerned, at this stage, the injunction applies, and I'll show you to where I believe it applies to.
This is what you believe, though.
Yeah.
You don't seem to be very clear.
Well, no, only because of... I won't say friend, because he probably isn't a friend, it's just somebody that happens to be here has pointed out that might not be correct, and I'm going to check that.
Not one protester has dared to push into you or dare to touch your nice shoe, but you're quite happy to run at any protester you like. What's that about? You want to serve the injunction? Get a megaphone and read it out.
There was no police about. Get you arrested for that kind of thing in a civilised country.
You're a thug dressed up in a suit that doesn't wear with us.
You're still a thug.
Officer of the High Court of Justice. This is justice where bomb makers and war criminals can get 50 policemen to come out and protect them for a bunch of people who are going to stand there and shout. That's justice.
Well, the protesters are making a lot of noise and they are still in the road, which some protesters are still in the road, which is something that the commanding officer has said that we're going to get arrested for doing. So they might be preparing to make some arrests. There's a number of police video cameras which they're taking a great deal of care about. So we'll have to see what happens.
So can you tell us why you're here today?
Okay, because of the wider issues of the right to protest, and also taking on a wider significance in view of the attempts by the company to stop protest outside their factory. So it's not just about the factory itself, it's also about the right to protest.
And what do you think about the police presence here today?
It's just really depressing that the police should feel inappropriate trying to intimidate people in this way. It's just like really depressing, and I can't really put in words how it makes me feel, really. It makes me feel really angry, sad, and depressed all at the same time, really.
Cool, thank you. Well, the number of police seems to be increasing somewhat, and I'm going to get one of the protesters to give us a little outline of the policing which is going on.
Well, we've just had another three police vehicles, personnel carriers turn up, and they normally carry between 8 and 10 police, so that's another 30. I mean, there were probably 25 officers here to start with. So, not counting the ones that have actually just come up from Morecambe Station, we've probably got at least 60 officers here.
And how many protesters do you think are here?
About 30, so two each, which is only just. That's it all.
Well, it looks as though we're being approached by a number of policemen in formation. Looks as though they might be about to make arrests. I'm going to now resume my role as press.
Everyone stay on the grass. If you come off the grass, you will be causing an obstruction of the highway and you will be arrested. Move on to the grass if you need to stay on the curbway.
How does it feel to be doing this, officer? What do you think? What do you think about your role as protector of war criminals? We've got six coppers with some sergeant in front of them, intimidating people off the roads. We've got a van coming up.
Now we're fucking gone!
This is not an obstruction! This is not an obstruction!
Well, lots of protesters are in the road now. They're following the police in the road. People are coming out into the road. Oh, and your presenter, Robin, has just been served by the bald man who won't tell us who he is. And we've got a woman with a colander on her head, dressed in pink, dancing and blowing a whistle.
Are you doing this for residents? Yeah. Oh,
the police are patrolling up and down in single file now. They're looking to make an arrest.
The police are causing a fucking disturbance! Public order! The police are creating a disturbance! The police are obstructing the highway! The police are obstructing the highway!
An 80-year-old man jumping up in front of the police. He's being arrested. They're arresting an 80-year-old man.
Shame! Shame! We're not going anywhere. I can't go back.
It's off of me.
You're the one who's touching me. I'm not touching you.
I'm pushing out of the fucking cliff.
Look what you're doing, team! Look what you're doing, team! Look what you're doing!
Are you back?
They've got this man on the ground. There are three coppers. 177. They're picking him up under his arms. He's an 8-year-old man.
Shame! Shame! Shame!
Well, they shouldn't be getting ready for something else now. They're lining up, I don't know what they're going to do. They already tried to push us over once, then they're going to try and push us all over again. They've arrested Chris.
Yeah.
Why have they arrested, why?
They totally picked him up out of nowhere.
They've arrested Chris for no apparent reason. No apparent reason.
Should we move down to the gate and be opposite the gate?
Thank you. Hey, where you are?
Sorry, I'm entitled to walk down here, aren't I?
Why is that? The rest is going
over there, isn't it?
You're going to stay.
So I was just pointing.
Yeah, towards my face?
No, I was pointing over there between your shoulder and its shoulder. Right, I'd like to go down there.
Sorry, we're standing here.
Why is that?
I'm not going to discuss it on this.
They're not going.
So you are giving me a reason?
No, I'm not going to. Please stand here.
Right, why can't I go through?
I'm having you interfere with
that. I'm not going over to the arrest. I want to observe it.
If you leave, you go. If you leave, you go. Come back.
No, you've got no right to tell me where I can or can't. You cannot.
It's building your breach of peace.
I have
no.
The reason there's a possible breach of the peace is the behaviour of your officers. The people here know how to behave, and you do not know how to behave. There's no possibility that I'll breach the peace unless I'm being antagonised by a police officer. I'm not shouting at anyone.
Where's all the ladies? Where are the lady clowns? We've got lady clowns here! Look, there's lady clowns here. Where are your lady clowns? Where are the purple clowns and the blue clowns and the red clowns?
And the yellow clowns!
And the yellow clowns! And don't forget
there's lots of yellow clowns!
Oh!
Right,
Shall we do some jokes now?
I don't have any jokes.
How many of them,
yes,
policeman clowns, does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know. How many of them policeman clowns does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know, but it looks like a lot.
Yeah.
They've all come up here to change a light bulb and haven't even done it yet. Look how many of them there are. They still can't do it.
Yeah.
I think that's an actual joke. One to change a light bulb and 20 to demolish a house and ransack it and take away the people who live in it and arrest them and lock them away forever. And then they have to have all the judges and stuff as well. That's another sort of 20 people.
Are you really making this into the background, man? I don't know. I like his moustache, though. He's
a very good face moustache.
CS108, CS256 and CD95 have jumped on him. He's put the cuffs on pretty damn hard. He's putting the cuffs on. Are your hands all right? Are your hands all right? How tight are the cuffs? What was all that? There are now three people lying on the ground with three coppers over each one of them. It's not obvious what that was about. They just came steaming into the crowd. The coppers on the other side of the road looked pretty surprised because the whole thing was a complete and utter stitch up. Oi, you just steamed in again! CS584's lost his temper. Get him out of here. CS584 doesn't know what he's doing. CS895. Got Kerry. Get back! No one's trying to grab anyone. You lot have steamed in like a fucking bunch of hooligans. It's ridiculous. You could have had someone over the cliff. Again. Who are the people who are violent here? Who are the people who are violent here? Is it the protesters or is it the police? Who are the people who are violent here? Is it protesters or police? The police come steaming in and smash people onto the ground and threaten them with going over a cliff. Your chief inspector, your police authority, should know very well that it's no good to steam into people. I'm standing quite a well away from the camera.
As far back as I like.
How far's that then? In the next county?
You didn't tell me anything. I was having a conversation. You haven't told me anything.
I was having a conversation with that officer. I was having a conversation with an officer, and then you two jump along without any. He didn't ask you to come over. It doesn't make any difference. I'm talking to an officer. All right.
Sod.
Prison bag, come up here.
Make sure it gets over here.
There's one down there.
I don't know, what have I been arrested for?
What for?
Yeah. How can I be breaching the injunction? I was having a conversation with an officer. I was. Well, that'll be in court, won't it? That'll be breached for arrested for breaching the injunction.
You've got a number of local solicitors. Yeah.
Right, I'm not actually resisting arrest. You think it's possible to take these handcuffs off now? Why is that?
Because you've been funny. Well,
I haven't been funny, but you have. Can I give that to my friend? Can I give that to my friend?
Can you take this for us?
No. Last went up to see what appeared to be the most senior officer on duty today. Raph started to go back and went up to talk to him, and then they arrest him for that, and now you've got Raph behind police van with the registration GX54HCN, and the police officer with him is refusing to let him sit down. Is that okay?
Cheers.